Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You can call in with whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And we have some more from this article. We were talking about how basically the government in cahoots with the corporations, because we have crony capitalism, is trying to kill us with the food supply and all the toxins everywhere. And Lori has a story about that.
So back to the story from oceanconservancy.org. It goes on to say, the study found evidence that food processing is a likely source of microplastic contamination, as highly processed protein products like fish sticks, chicken nuggets, tofu, and plant-based burgers, among others, contained significantly more microplastics per gram than minimally processed products, items like packaged wild Alaska pollock, raw chicken breast, and others.
That's kind of good to know, Elias. Like, if you're eating freaking fish sticks, which you shouldn't, then it's going to be a bit better than a whole fish.
Yeah. However, no statistical difference was found between high-processed products and fresh-cut products, suggesting that food processing is not the only source of microplastic contamination and opening avenues for further research.
Now I'm confused. Wait, how could there be no difference?
Yeah.
That made no sense. But if they were freshly caught, I don't really get that.
It says that they have more in the processed foods, but there's no statistical difference in the amount.
Some science study talk that maybe is going over my head.
That's strange. It's tempting to want to draw conclusions like eat less of this and more of that to avoid microplastics in your diet, but right now we still know very little about the microplastic burdens in commonly consumed foods. Our study adds to this knowledge, but also demonstrates the need for further research to better understand the bigger picture, including where the microplastics are coming from and the potential human health risks, said primary co-author Madeline Milne.
I think it's obvious where it's coming from. Yeah. The plastic, we're throwing the stuff away. Yeah. It's in the ocean.
Were people's masks made of plastic at all? Like those?
Yeah.
Those white
ones? For sure, they were like microfibers, basically. Because I remember, I mean, I could feel it in my nose when I would wear them.
I hated that, but I didn't know if it was plastic.
But there was, I don't know what type of research was done. Somebody did some sort of, like, science experiment thing with the mask, where I think they got them wet. I forget what they did, but they showed that there were, like, plastic particles that were coming off of the masks that people were, like, inhaling from wearing them.
I mean, they're in people's clothing, like polyester and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're wearing that and rubbing it on your skin. The fibers are coming off. You're breathing in those fibers and the dust and all that stuff.
Oh,
it's on everything.
My sister was telling me that every air fryer basically puts microplastics into your food.
Probably.
Because they don't make, just fully metal ones.
Well, there's that, but also they all have, like, the Teflon. You know what I mean? Like, the non-stick.
I'm glad I never hopped on that trend, I don't know.
If you go to a restaurant, a lot of them are probably using some type of Teflon.
They're probably putting stuff in the microwave.
Oh, no, I just meant the trend of air fryers. Like, air fryer.
Yeah.
Nope, I just never had one.
Yeah,
I have an oven, a toaster oven, and that's, like, the best thing. Like, I do still use a microwave, but I'm not completely sold on, like, I know Nikki is. Like,
I'm very anti-microwave.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
I just don't use it for food.
Right,
I just don't use it for food. I'll use it to heat up my coffee. I can't think of another example.
I mean, but There are times where, like, especially like at work, so occasionally I'd use it because it got to the point where it was like, it would be so much easier for me to heat this up in the microwave.
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't need to be in my house, but
I have a radio studio in my house.
Yeah.
So I just put Organite places.
Yeah,
I hope it works. But was that all from that study?
There's a little bit more. Notably, across all samples, nearly half, 44% of the identified microplastics were fibers, which is consistent with other studies suggesting these fibers are the most prevalent form of microplastics in the environment. About a third of microplastics, 30%, were plastic fragments.
I wonder if it's like coming off clothes, like polyester is kind of plastic, or
I'm wondering,
like, what you're saying.
What is the difference between like the fibers and a different kind of microplastic? You know what I mean?
Just
the shape at the... I don't know.
Maybe like the source, like textile fibers, and then plastics, like packaging and stuff like that.
I could see that like a polyester shirt would be more degradable than like a plastic Tupperware, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
it's easier to get little pieces.
Yeah, that's probably why there's more. Yeah, and like, you know, you dry your clothes and wash them, and that stuff's getting rinsed down the drain.
That's true, yeah.
The other thing I think about is vapes. Like, they're little plastic machines, and they heat up, mm-hmm. and steam comes out of it and goes into your lungs.
Yeah. And people are just breathing that in.
With whatever else
in
them.
I was about to say, I'm like, that's probably the least of their concerns if they're vaping.
Yeah.
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 So that's really it. It just went on to say a lot of the same things again later on in the article, but...
Yep, they're trying to kill us. But also, don't worry about it. That's our...
Don't worry too much about it. Be aware of it.
Yeah.
Don't worry yourself silly.
It needs to be, like, a healthy balance.
Yeah.
And I do feel like most people kind of can. It's not very common that people stress about their diet to the extent that, like, say, I would. So I think people probably wouldn't have, like, a really hard time getting too far in that direction, if you know what I mean?
I know
think there's a lot of subconscious stressing about things in American culture, and that's why everybody's anxious and depressed and miserable.
Probably.
The main problem I hear about with people stressing about their diet is one type is just like utterly, I guess, hypochondriac. Oh, everything makes me sick. Like, okay, everything seems to make this person sick and they don't eat it. Or, body dysmorphia, whatever it is, eating disorder, like, stressing out about their diet because they, like, think they're too fat.
Yeah, it's not really the ingredients, it's more, like, either calories or...
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you've ever noticed, like, a lot of the people who are like, everything makes me sick, I can only eat, like, these things. The things that they pick are always really unhealthy. Like, it's never like, oh, I can only eat, like...
I'm really
whole
picky.
Foods, or I can only eat, like, meat. Because, I mean, that's kind of how I am. I have a very restrictive diet, but it's, like, it's a very conscious thing for, like, health reasons. And it's like, no, I don't eat refined sugar and wheat because, like, I've noticed a substantial change in my body. And, like, listen, I will, if I needed to eat a piece of bread to, like, save myself from starving, like I would, you know, I might eat a piece of candy with some cane sugar in it every once in a while. Like, I'm not, like, super crazy strict about it, but I find, like, in the other direction, a lot of people that are like, no, I can't. If I eat that, it'll make me sick. It's always, like, vegetables or, you know what I mean?
They don't want to eat them, and they've come up with some kind of reason.
Exactly. And, like, I mean, it could be, like, they're, like, super, super bought into it. And like I've said earlier, the mind is a powerful thing. If you convince yourself, if you eat a fresh fruit or vegetable, that it's going to make you sick.
Okay, but
if you're
because
like,
fresh vegetables do make me sick, because you're not supposed to eat that. You're supposed to eat it, like, cooked a lot, you know? Like, I used to just eat broccoli. I can't, because it's like,
that's broccoli super cruciferous, and, like, you're eating oxalates and...
But, like,
getting gas and
that's
all of that.
That's what it is.
Certain vegetables, I think certain nutrients do need to be cooked to get breaks down and to be, like, bioavailable. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, eating fresh cucumbers and fresh carrots, I think that would be...
Yeah.
I don't think, like, every single one... I know people who are like, I cannot eat anything that is not...
Like a vegetable. They can't eat any vegetables, and it's really because...
Yeah, they're like, I can eat a vegetable, but it has to be, like... drenched in butter and like all of these artificial flavorings.
Yeah, they don't want it.
And, yeah, and it's like it's totally cool to admit that like you don't want to eat broccoli. Like you're an adult, you don't need to eat broccoli.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Who cares?
You know, even if you're a kid, you don't have to eat broccoli.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? You don't like it.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I do like it.
But I do think that like some people are like they've convinced themselves so much that they have physical symptoms,
or maybe they're eating so much crap that's going through their body so slimy and gross easily, then they eat some roughage and their body can't handle it.
Maybe.
And it's like, oh no, yeah. I don't know how to digest this.
But like, I know a lot of people like that.
Mm.
And yeah. It's like, huh.
I think that that's why a lot of people that have parents with really nice teeth end up having bad teeth, because like, I just noticed that sort of
really?
Thing. It's because they're eating, what you're saying, like just a bunch of sludge.
Yeah.
So they're not chewing.
Oh.
And I noticed today, I almost said something to him, but I don't know, I just didn't. Jay Noon's kids have really nice teeth, and they like to chew on bones.
Yeah.
They're like, they fight over chewing on bones.
Yeah.
Like, I want to chew on the bone. No, I want to.
Yeah.
But it looks like you have a caller, unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just up in the area recently. I've listened to you guys for over a decade, I guess, but... I'm up here for work, and I guess it's sort of off subject, but I know, is there any place I should eat or see one in the area? It's just New Hampshire, Vermont area.
Well, there is a Thai restaurant, if you like Thai, in Manchester called Dai Kun Thai, like D-A-I-K-U-N Thai. That place is amazing. Yeah. If you like really spicy food, you can get it really spicy there. But I can't really think of much else.
There's another one in Manchester. It's an all-you-can-eat sushi place.
Oh, that place is
cool. Kasaki Japanese Cuisine
that
on Elm
really
Street
cool.
in Manchester. I really like it because I think you pay, I think it's like less than $30, but it's for unlimited sushi. There are a few caveats. Like if you leave anything on your plate, they charge you extra. Like you
right.
can't waste the food.
Yeah.
And there is... an hour and a half limit. But when I go to eat sushi, I like sashimi, which is like really, really expensive. So I totally get my money's worth. I don't. Yeah. I live really far away from Manchester, but if I ever make my way out there, that's one of the places I go.
Me and Ian,
where are you coming from?
So good.
Nice. Yeah, I wrote both of those down. Sweet. I'll have to check them out. Yeah, I'm from the Midwest. So I
have you ever been to New England?
I have not. No, I got pulled out of a ditch this morning, and everybody told me I had summer tires on. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. This is what my
so you're here?
Here with. Yeah.
You should go to Fun Spot. It's the largest arcade in the world.
Oh, yeah, Fun Spot.
I'm still going to that. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so that's something nice. Where's that at, New Hampshire?
In the Lakes region. I forget what it's called. It's the Lakes region, so it's kind of northeast of Manchester.
I say go to, like...
Yeah, I must have been close to it earlier. I know it was kind of that direction, I guess, so cool.
Go to the beach, right, check out the marshlands, you know, go to the White
like
Mountains.
Large lakes. I'm like, I didn't know there was lakes up here.
Yeah, lots and lots of water.
No, it was just untouched for so long, it looked like it wasn't real. I assume it was a frozen-over lake or something up this way, but...
I feel like the lakes wouldn't
cool
be
there.
Frozen right now. Like, I wouldn't trust the lakes
it
right now. It's 50
Maine.
Degrees today.
Bouncing me around a lot this week, but yeah, it might have been Maine when I saw it, but I feel like it was Vermont or New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. So I hope you enjoy your time.
Yeah, thanks for the advice and everything, and keep the good work.
Thanks so much, and thanks for being a long-time listener. We appreciate it. That's always like a fun kind of call.
Yeah.
Kind of like a social call.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I have some bad, bad news to talk about instead from the world news, because that's what we do on Free Talk Live. We talk about bad stuff so you can listen to us and tell us your opinion on it. From the AP, from APnews.com, it says, as Bosnian Serbs mark controversial National Day, U.S. warns celebration amounts to a criminal offense. And this might be a little confusing if you don't know what's going on. I only barely know what's going on from Ian telling me a little bit, but apparently some group in, is it Bosnia-Herzegovina or is it Serbia? I don't know. Yeah, Bosnia-Herzegovina are wanting to break off, and amid that, there's a national day for the Bosnian Serbs that they're going to celebrate, and the United States is threatening them. And I just think this is newsworthy because it's like, what, right? would our government have to tell people who want to break away that they're being criminally, they're acting criminally by celebrating their national day? It's so messed up and weird.
Yeah, that is weird. What is the reasoning behind the celebration being a criminal offense? And what criminal offense from the U.S.? They don't have to abide by U.S. laws, so...
Right. It's so weird. It says, the United States warned on Tuesday that ongoing celebrations of a Bosnian Serb self-proclaimed national holiday, which included a parade of paramilitary and police troops, were in violation of Bosnia's constitution. What?
And why does the U.S. care about that?
And a 1995 peace agreement, maybe that has something to do with it, and as such amounted to a criminal offense. If you agree to a peace agreement that includes, oh, you can't have your own parade that is totally peaceful, like, maybe that was a bad decision.
Yeah. Well, and that. It sounds like, I mean, if they're celebrating a holiday, I'm sure they do this every year, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it's new because there's apparently...
I see cops and parades.
Right.
Yeah.
There's some group in that area that are trying to break off, and Ian was telling me that, but I don't really know all the details. So maybe that's just, like, something they've brought back because they want to celebrate.
Maybe, yeah.
It just seems like the United States is really serious about being anti-secession. Like, the United States is on Ukraine's side in the Ukraine-Russia war. And in that situation, the Ukrainian government was bombing people just because they wanted to be a part of Russia.
Yeah.
And the United States is backing that.
I think the U.S. is really serious about butting into everyone's business all the time where they don't belong.
Yeah. Right. It says, in a statement, the U.S. Embassy in Sarajevo, I guess that is maybe there, I have no idea, urged Bosnia's legal authorities to investigate any violations of law related to the marking of January 9th as the day of the Republika, I can't say that, entities. It looks like Spriska, but there's like only one vowel. Spriska? The day of the Republika Spriska entity, which is what the part of Bosnia run by ethnic Serbs is called. The issue is not the celebration of the holiday, but rather the decision to do it on January 9th, the statement said.
What? Okay, so that's like really, really stupid.
There has to be some kind of history here we're not understanding. And hopefully it says the January 9th holiday commemorates the day in 1992 when Bosnian Serbs declared the creation of their own state in Bosnia, igniting the country's devastating four-year war that killed more than 100,000 people. And there's probably another side to that. Like, did they just go and kill 100,000 people, or were 100,000 people killed because they were being threatened not to become their own country, and then somebody went after them, you know? Bosnia's constitutional court has ruled against celebrating that date in the past.
You can't celebrate anything on that date?
What if it's your birthday, right?
Maybe it's just if it's related to being a Bosnian Serb, which is just like, that's crazy.
I still don't get why the U.S. cares.
Yeah.
I that's what is really weird. It's just, I think they're really against secession at all. They want to... Wait, not in Thailand. That's what's weird. I mean, it's understandable. Wait, is it Thailand or Taiwan? Not in Taiwan. Taiwan doesn't want to be part of China and the United States is on their side then, but... Not on the Bosnian Serb side in this situation. It's so weird. It's like, it shouldn't be our business. It shouldn't be the United States' business in either situation. But it's just weird that they're so serious about it and so in people's business. It says, Bosnian Serbs defied both the court and international criticism, staging a parade of troops armed with machine guns, armored vehicles, and other equipment. Also participating was the Russian Night Wolves biker group, known for its support for Russian Vladimir Putin. Nationalist Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik, a Kremlin ally, said the Serbs won't give up the day when Republika Spriska was born. The Russian ambassador in Bosnia was among the rare foreign officials who attended the gathering in the northwestern town of Banja Luka. We are looking at Serbia. We are looking at Russia. Dodik said in his speech, he added that the holiday cannot be banned because it would mean we have fallen. I guess, the Bosnian Serbs. So this is really serious to them. During the war, Bosnian Serbs expelled and killed Bosniaks, who are mostly Muslims, and Croats from the territories they controlled. The conflict ended in 1995 in a U.S.-brokered peace agreement. The so-called Dayton Accords created Serb and Bosniak-Croat entities in Bosnia, held together by weak joint central institutions. Bosnian Serbs, however, have sought to gain as much independence as possible. Dodik has openly called for secession from Bosnia, defying U.S. and British sanctions imposed over his policies, which is really crazy because it looks like Dodik is, it says he's the Russian ambassador in Bosnia. Okay, never mind. I thought it said the, like, American ambassador. That doesn't make any sense. That's why I was confused. It says, Bosnian Serbs, however, have sought to gain as much independence as possible. Dodik has openly called for secession from Bosnia, defying U.S. and British sanctions imposed over his policies. And why is the U.S. and England involved, or British, I don't know, all of Great Britain, why are they involved in the policies of somebody in Bosnia? It's so weird.
I just find it absurd that they're going to tell people that they can't celebrate on a certain day because something bad happened that day. It's right. Really weird.
Even if you could convince me, like, 100% these people were in the wrong, they really did something bad, I would still be of the opinion that they should be allowed to celebrate what they want to celebrate.
If somebody wants to celebrate 9/11, like, that's their business.
Yeah, literally.
I'm just going to be like, that's a weird party to have.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Free Staters should do that. No, I'm just kidding.
I think some of them might.
Some of them actually celebrate the day that John McCain died. And they have fireworks last year.
I feel like I heard about that.
Oh
my gosh.
It says, on Monday, two U.S. fighter jets flew over Bosnia in a demonstration of support for the Balkan country's territorial integrity. What? That costed money.
Yeah.
What the heck? In Brussels, European Commission's spokesperson Peter Stano insisted on the need to respect the sovereignty, territorial integrity, constitutional order, including decisions by the Constitutional Court, by all actors in Bosnia-Herzegovina. He warned of serious consequences for any action against those principles. And that's just, like, evil. It's like...
The whole thing is weird, too. Like, I don't understand why... So, two groups of people live in a space, right? And they want to not... be in the same space together anymore. Why is one going to force another one to stay?
Yeah, I have no
why
idea.
Why can't they that's just
the
split?
Thing. That's the thing, right? It's like, if your wife wants a divorce and you're like, you're not allowed to, it's like, you want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be, you want to hold them here against their will? Like, yeah. That doesn't sound like it'll end well for you either.
Yeah, that's how it works, though.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. In battle, Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez took to the Senate floor Tuesday, speaking out on the federal corruption charges against him. The senator says the timing of the charges demonstrates the bias of the prosecutors.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution.
Senator Menendez has been charged with bribery, fraud, and acting as an Egyptian foreign agent, along with accepting gifts from Qatar's government and helping a New Jersey developer secure millions of dollars in investments from Qatar. The next NASA moon missions are being pushed back about a year due to some technical problems discovered in recent testing. On Tuesday, the U.S. Space Agency announced the planned delays for the Artemis II and Artemis III missions. Artemis II will be a mission to take four astronauts on a journey in the moon's orbit. Artemis III will be an attempt to put humans back onto the lunar surface. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori, and Nikki.
And I'm going to go right into the phones because we have a caller online, Law Dog in Michigan. What's on your mind, Law Dog?
Whoa, Bonnie, how you doing? It's good hearing from you ladies there.
Good.
I'm just kind of chilling out here. Not really too much going on in Michigan except the Wolverines. They won their championship there, and the Lions, they're going to be in the playoffs there, but Dana Nessel is coming out to protect us from all of the scams and the tickets and everything, and I guess that Ms. Nessel is performing her due diligence. So what's going up there in your neck of the woods in New Hampshire?
Well, actually, this Friday, I'm going to go to a hearing to speak in favor of a bill that would give New Hampshire people the right to vote on an amendment to the Constitution that would say if the federal government hits $40 trillion in debt, we secede from the union.
Oh, nah. I'd make it $35 trillion. $40 trillion is going to be too late, so you better
I don't know. They're going at it so quickly. I think it's already passed. I don't exactly know. Let's see. I know it's in the 30 trillion. So they go through their money
since the start of football season. The national debt increased by $1 trillion.
Whoa! It says 34 trillion right now.
Oh, another thing too. At the major college campuses here, Michigan and Michigan State, they have this amendment that went through that they are now serving alcohol at all of the athletic functions. So it's going to be really interesting when that happens.
So did you have anything else on your mind for us tonight, Law Dog? Sorry about that.
Yeah, just one thing. Run me through the screener, if you would, from now on. Don't put me on the air, you know, directly like that. It's a surprise basis.
I can't, we don't have a screener anymore, so, it's the last segment, so I just have to let people on.
You know, it was about, I would say about 6 months ago, I had a really, really strange visitor ask me some really kind of personal questions there about my listening habits.
Well,
and more or less, that's why I haven't called.
Oh, no.
So if you think that this country has free speech, I just want to let you know that, somebody doesn't like what you say, even though it's the truth. So, you know. Just have me, I'll pick another name for this year and, try to get, shake, somebody who's on my tail. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And good luck with that. That sounds kind of scary, but I hope it wasn't Free Talk Live related, but I think it's an important thing that we do here. Keep, people having the ability to exercise their freedom of speech on the radio, about 180 stations, I think it is. Well, that's the last number I heard. And it looks like we have another caller. David from San Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I don't know if you're keeping up with the border issue, but one of the dumbass congressmen from down in Texas, what was his name here again, he admitted that the Republicans don't want to solve the border problem because they want to make Trump look bad, right? So the what makes it worse, and I'm calling the libertarian show because you guys are interested in money and the value of money. If you're paying attention to the government shutdown, the Republicans are refusing to come up with a budget for America because they want something to happen at the border. Well, this dumbass congressman admitted that they don't want to solve the border problems, and that gets into whether or not they're actually working for the Saudi Arabians. Oh, here's the guy's name, U.S. Rep. Troy Nehls, N-E-H-L-S. And he basically admitted that the Republicans have no desire to deal with the border because they want to make Biden look bad. Well, I don't know if Nehls is a saboteur or a fool, but if the government shutdown is based upon trying to get a border policy that works and the Republicans refused to sign on to a bill that a lot of Republicans were agreeing to, but they still want to make Trump or Biden look bad, then they're going to end up doing the government shutdown, which would then ruin America's credit rating and make the Saudi Arabians, I don't know if you're keeping up with the Saudis, but they want to stop using the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. And so the evil Saudi Arabian Mr. Bonesaw would then have an opportunity to use another currency. And that would mean that the value of everything in America, every house, every car, every piece of art, everything would be floating around like currency speculators do. And so the value of everything in America would all of a sudden go on to another currency rather than the U.S. dollar. It would be floating, right? And so are the Republicans as stupid or as as saboteurs is an easy way of looking at it. Would they sell out the American value system, the American currency, just to make a point? Or are they actually selling out America for more venal reasons so that some corporate money would all of a sudden be the value? So I don't know if you're keeping up with this U.S. Rep. Troy Nels, but that dumbass admitted it today, and it gets into whether or not it's treason or whether it's sabotage. Somebody challenged me on the word treason, that if we're not at war, then it's not treason. But selling out the value of everything in America, right, everything in America, would go into a floating currency as opposed to, and if you're familiar with the International Monetary Fund, the U.S. dollar is the world's currency. And every country, if they want to do, if you want to go from Paris to London, you still have to change your currency based on what the U.S. dollar is.
Yeah, but I just think it's like, if it's going to fail, it's going to fail. It's kind of the people who set this whole system up, it's kind of their fault for making us live in this debt-based currency system.
I mean, it's going to fail regardless. I don't think anything that this one state rep does or anything to do with the border or Saudi Arabia, like, I don't think. Either way, I mean, it might expedite it, but I don't think it's going to fail regardless.
I don't think the government's in the business of solving problems anyway.
Right.
I think that makes them obsolete if we don't have problems.
Absolutely.
They don't want things solved. They want to continue to collect their paychecks that they cry are not enough. There was an article I saw today. Some senator, maybe, I think it was a senator.
In New Hampshire?
Maybe it was a House representative. It was somebody crying that they only made $175,000 a year.
Aww,
and they haven't had a raise in so long.
Aww.
Yeah.
They probably make a lot more, like, with their insider trading or whatever.
I think it was a House rep, and I think they get, like, some kind of rental stipends, too. Like, they get their housing paid.
Must not be in New Hampshire, because I'm pretty sure they get paid, like, 2 cents a year. I'm pretty sure the House reps get paid.
Yeah,
it's, like, crazy how low they get paid.
I'll have to look and see what it was.
But that's pretty funny. Well, maybe if it was, like, a federal one, I think that's different. Then even in New Hampshire, I think that's different, but I don't really know. But, yeah, that's just basically a story of governments being involved in other countries' business for some reason. Because it's like, I feel like if the Saudi Arabians, he called the man evil, I don't know who he is, but if the Saudi Arabians want to use some other currency, they should be allowed to do it without the threat of the United States government going and bombing and killing all of them. Because
I think they should. I think we should, too. I think everybody should. Yeah. Or, I mean, like, use a different currency versus the U.S. dollar.
Bitcoin,
like a real currency, not a fiat currency.
Right.
Because we're seeing, because the U.S. is using the Federal Reserve and the fiat currency of the U.S. dollar, this is why our economy is currently failing.
Yep. I mean, like, it's not like the economy is great right now. I have this article here that I was possibly going to get into.
It was Congress, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, yeah.
I have this article here talking about the 2024's hottest real estate markets and, like, what's up and what's down. And what's weird is apparently the Rust Belt is doing really well. It says...
Where is that?
The Rust Belt is just where there used to be a lot of industry, like Pennsylvania, Ohio,
West Virginia. Yeah, like steel industry and stuff like that.
They call it the Rust Belt because it just got abandoned and there's like literally rusted factories.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's like kind of famous for like people who want to live there. So apparently it's becoming more interesting to people for some reason, which is kind of like...
cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of like, well, that's where that big train... chemical explosion was too, but okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a bunch of it did.
Don't worry about that, though.
A bunch of it landed in New Hampshire, though, specifically. That was like the most stressed out I've been for a really long time. Like, I was like, I gotta stop thinking about this. Which is kind of goes back to what we were talking about stopping thinking about things. Sometimes it's because you're like, well, I can't spend my time thinking about this anymore. It says, the hottest housing markets of 2024, Rust Belt's new shine. This is from Axios.com, but it's Zillow's predictions. And Zillow is a real estate website. You can go look up what houses are for sale in my area. The Rust Belt has a new shine. Driving the news, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Cleveland are expected to be among 2024's hottest housing markets. Wow, that's so shocking. Like, I've only been to Cleveland like twice. Like, honestly, Ohio in general is just like, it just...
Would not want to live there.
That's all I have to say. Like, it's not like it was disgusting or terrible. It was just like really boring. It definitely gets cold. It definitely gets hot. You want to live in a place where it gets extremely hot and extremely cold? Live in Ohio. That's terrible. Like, I just pick one.
Yeah.
It says, the South, Midwest, and Great Lakes regions are expected to thrive compared to the rest of the U.S. because of their relative affordability. Why it matters. It's fresh evidence of America's new influence frontiers. Thanks to our wired world and COVID-era trends, the country's centers of power and jobs have spread out from the coastal bubbles. State of play. Columbus, Ohio, Indianapolis, Providence, Rhode Island, Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Orlando, Florida, and Tampa, Florida also topped this year's ranking of Zillow's hottest housing markets of 2024. Says Buffalo and the other hottest markets of the year are projected to have strong demand, steady home values, rising home ownership rates, and job growth, per the report. The only thing that kind of sucks about this is, like, is it really hard for people to buy houses in those areas if they're, you know, they're the hottest market of the year? It says on the flip side, home values and in some cases home ownership rates are expected to drop in not hot markets. Housing markets are healthiest where affordable home prices are strong and employment are giving young hopefuls a real shot at buying and starting to build equity, Zillow data scientist Anusha Prakash says. The projected typical home value in Buffalo is $248,445 compared to the U.S. average of $237,400-something. And that's really surprising because I would think that, like, Buffalo, New York would be expensive. I don't know. I just think of all New York as just, like, expensive. And it's $100,000 less than the average.
Most of New York is just, like, the woods.
Yeah, like, upstate. Like, once you get, yeah.
I didn't think it was, like, oh, New York City. I just thought, I don't know, all of New York was much more expensive than, like, living in Alabama or something.
Yeah, I was just talking
about... I'm sure housing prices in Alabama are below that.
I wish it was there.
Matt and I were talking about this. Like, we were... he was just looking up, like, housing values at different parts of New York. And some of them, like, some of, like, the median cost to buy a house for some of these places in New York, I was, like, under $100,000.
Whoa.
Which, compared to, like, New Hampshire, I mean, I don't know what the median cost for a house in New Hampshire is, but I'm guessing it's at least, like, $300,000-$400,000.
It says, Texas markets have long been hot are expected to cool in 2024. Oh, my God. Like, when I was in San Antonio last, so I left in January 2021 and went to visit my friend for his birthday in September 2021. And I was, like, outside every single day, driving all over the city. I did Uber Eats for a job. I didn't like to be sitting around in my house. I could tell that the population had grown in just those 8 months. And that was obviously really pivotal months because people were like, wow, COVID's over. I don't want to deal with that ever again. And they moved somewhere where they feel like it was good. San Antonio was bad. It was, like, hell on earth to me. But, people just think, oh, Texas, oh, it's free there. I used to think that. That's why I moved back to Texas. But it's not true. Well, at least, like, don't live in the city in Texas. If you can stand living in the middle of nowhere, pretty much anywhere, you'll be more free than living in a city. But anyways, it says, San Antonio and Austin are two of the three major U.S. metros where inventory has improved since the pandemic. And that supply should keep prices cool in 2024, even if demand grows. Probably because they're just nonstop, almost like growing, building these like really ugly, really cheap, really quick suburbs.
Which doesn't make any sense. I don't know why there's so much housing development going on when there's houses already that people don't live in.
Hmm.
There's
That's
so great, many of them.
It's a great question.
I don't know. Is that going on a lot here?
Everywhere. Hmm. The whole country. There's so many houses that nobody lives in.
Hmm.
But they just keep building more houses.
It seems like those ones get filled up. It's crazy. Like when I like land in San Antonio, it just looks like a bunch of like, you know, those mazes made out of bushes, except made out of houses.
Mm-hmm.
Like just those corn mazes, but made out of houses.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of weird geometrical shapes. And it's like, oh, it looks like home.
Do they all look the same?
Yes, they all look the same. It's beige. It's grayish.
Yeah.
It says, home prices are still wildly more expensive than pre-pandemic. They've risen 34% in San Antonio and 44% in Dallas. Bouchard notes, which I didn't catch who that was. Even a slight dip in home prices could bring relief to Lone Star buyers. I think everywhere is like more expensive than normal, right? It just seems like that from everywhere I've heard. This other article here says that San Diego has a huge housing shortage. But the other thing is, like, how much of this is just made up, you know? I have no idea.
So there was an article, April 12th, 2023, that says 16 million homes in America are sitting vacant.
Whoa. That's so weird.
That's
I've never really heard of that problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely probably not as much of a problem in our area, because I think there probably is a lot of, like, lack of inventory in New Hampshire especially. But I totally could see, like, some, I don't even know an example, but, yeah, there's for sure a lot of, like, rundown houses that are just...
Is it like that? Is it rundown houses?
Even not rundown ones.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a lot of places where nobody lives in them.
Yeah.
Does that article explain, like, why?
Oh, I didn't look that far into
it. Oh, it's okay.
I can, though.
When I was a kid, there was this house on our street that me and all the other kids thought were was haunted in Tennessee. And no one ever lived there, and we would, like, go sneak on the property, which is kind of bad. And we found this, like, pile, like, apparently they, like, abandoned it, but they still owned it, so no one lived there. And it was, like, the prettiest house on our street, too, other than being, like, not taken care of. They had, like, these trash bags just thrown under a bunch of wood that they abandoned there and, like, left. And I was always like, why would you just abandon a house and not sell it? Like, that's why we thought it was haunted.
So yeah. This says 9% of homes in America are considered vacant, and one-third of those, so 32.8% of vacant homes, are vacation homes or seasonal or recreational use.
Okay, that makes sense. Like,
That's a lot.
Ringe, New Hampshire, I was door knocking for Matt Santanastasso in 2020, and it was, like, house after house after house that was, like, clearly a vacation home that...
Yeah, especially once you get onto, like, some of the lakes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, lake houses. So I didn't think about that. That's a good point. Like if it's
but to me,
like,
if somebody owns it, it's not necessarily vacant. But if you can't sell it, and I'm sure, like, some things get, like, if somebody passes away.
Yeah.
I'm sure that could.
Bank limbo.
Yeah, like, that could make it pretty messy.
Also, like, families will keep their dead parents' house. Like, I used to clean a house that no one lived at, but the family would meet up there for Christmas and stuff instead of, like, meeting
up
at one of their houses.
That's weird.
They had
That's
a
weird.
Bug, like, they would... spray for they had people come and spray for bugs. They also had us come and clean, so I was like vacuuming up dead scorpions, and that's dramatic.
I also like can't imagine. To me, that's wasteful. I mean,
right,
each their own. It's their property. They can do whatever they want with it.
It's like a really huge nice house.
I can't imagine that. Like, for me and my family, like, there would be someone who could use that money from the sale of that house. And we can gather at somebody else's kitchen table.
Right. Or rent it out for income or do something
with
it.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah, that's actually a better thing to do with it, probably.
It's really sentimental. Maybe the siblings couldn't agree. I don't know. I don't know anything more about that situation. But I had
But I'm sure that's not an isolated incident. Like, I'm sure that happens a lot.
Right.
I mean, also, so I was watching... You know, the Osbournes, they have all of these spin-off shows now, but one of them is like a ghost hunting show.
Oh.
And Jack, the son, was brought like a medium to his childhood home in, I don't know, somewhere in the UK. I think they all live in Los Angeles now. I think they live in the United States now, but they still have their original house from when he was a kid back in the UK. And he would talk about how it was haunted and how he had all these experiences as a kid. But the point was they had someone just staying there, essentially house sitting and, you know, making sure the pipes don't freeze, making sure everything, you know, but they had the property and it's a giant like castle looking mansion that they lived in forever that the reality show, the original, like the Osbournes reality show was filmed in.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
They just, I think it is just called the Osbournes, but yeah, it's just sitting there.
That's so weird.
And but somebody was technically living there, like his friend was like house sitting, and it's like, oh cool, you just get to live in this like creepy castle mansion. Yeah,
that's kind of cool. I heard recently that Ozzy Osbourne's son is really into the paranormal.
Yes, he is.
And really wanted to get Ozzy Osbourne on board, but Ozzy was like, this is all crap. So he went and rented this doll that is famous and very haunted called Robert the Doll.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to look at it, really. You're not supposed to take pictures of it. There's a whole story behind it. You can Google Robert the Doll, why is he haunted? But you're not supposed to take pictures of it or disrespect it, blah, blah, blah. And Ozzy Osbourne threw it on the ground and was like, this is a bunch of crap. Like, this is all crap. And he now says that he was cursed because of that incident. And
really?
He says that that's why he has Parkinson's.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what Ozzy Osbourne
thinks.
That's
weird. I mean,
Lori doesn't look convinced.
No, she's not convinced.
I'm not convinced.
I refuse to be haunted by Robert the Doll because I accidentally looked at him in a Sam and Colby video, and that's supposed to be bad.
Even in the video?
Apparently, yeah. That's why they censor it, and then they tell you, like, okay, if you don't want to look.
Did your apart right afterwards?
Ian went to jail. No, I'm just kidding. After. Okay, so.
They're like, well, actually.
Yeah, my wife is fine. David in New Mexico, what's on your mind? Sorry for bringing you in right at the end.
Lots of stuff, duh. It's crazy. But since you ran me out of time, so I can't even say what I was going to say, so I'll have to say it a different time. But you reminded me of something. You're talking about Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that dumb KTOX radio in Golden Showers, Arizona, they're replacing you with that Kate Daly chick that can't even talk.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are so much more interesting than she is, and in fact, you're even way more fun to listen to than that the guy that's just on KTOX just before you, that afternoon dive guy.
Thank you so much, David. That's really nice. I really appreciate that. And he also said he was going to call into the program director and tell them that. It's Free Talk Live. You can listen to some more episodes and find out more at freetalklive.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Peace.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.